I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Florida woman beat her husband with a 2x4. Had to feel really good. A piece of wood for cheating on her. Hello, Q. Carrie Underwood. It wasn't known how many times she hit the victim, but he suffered bruises on his left arm. The fight was stopped by a friend who went into the room and took the piece of wood away from the woman. The woman was arrested and charged with battery. I mean, I guess you got to pick up whatever's nearby, right?
That's right.
Shout out to Hacksaw Jim Duggan right there. A Florida man on ecstasy swam into the middle of a lake to be with swans because, quote, they don't judge him.
What do you mean?
He says that the swans do not judge him.
You know what? They probably don't.
They don't.
I don't know, but aren't swans a-holes? Because I've
no, that's geese.
No, geese are a-holes too, but swans, the big white ones, right? They can be mean.
No, that's like the princess swan, you know? It's like a great movie.
Then maybe I met some ugly ducklings in my day, because I've had some swans that were jerks too. But either way, this guy said, hey, they don't judge him. The man was wearing a life preserver and started yelling for help when he became stranded. When the police arrived, the man admitted to taking a large amount of ecstasy. The man, who is homeless, said he only wanted to be with the swans since they don't judge him.
Here's the thing. That sounds like a bumper sticker to me, like, honk if you love swans because they don't judge you. Like,
save the swan.
Hit the swan.
Hit the swan.
Get down low, hit the swan.
Three Florida high school students were kicked out of their school after putting window cleaner in the smoothies of several teachers. None of the teachers were seriously hurt, but one of them did get sick. One 14-year-old boy bragged about pouring hand sanitizer into one of his teacher's smoothies. Two other girls were also arrested for pouring hand sanitizer into another teacher's drink because they thought it would be funny to make her sick. I love when I mess with people's stuff and make them sick. That's fun.
Terrible.
Alex, how's that cranberry juice taste?
Hey!
How is it?
It's good.
Have a little sip real quick.
No, not now.
Does it taste extra cranberry?
Why do you have an empty bottle of eye drops over there, Jeff?
My eyes really bothered me. Really bothered me last
night.
You
feeling okay, Alex? You're
not
good?
Funny.
Get ready to run to the bathroom. Here's Alex in about 10 minutes. There you go. Well, that wasn't funny, and they ended up getting in trouble. The teachers were like, wait a minute, this smells like chemicals. Because it does. You ever like wash your hands with hand sanitizer? You can immediately smell the alcohol and the chemicals in it. So the boy isn't facing any charges at this time, which makes no sense, but the girls were arrested. How is the boy not in trouble, but the girls are?
Yeah, that is a little bit unfair.
I mean, I think they all need to be charged with something. That's pretty serious. And this is why none of us, like MYK and myself, could never work at a pizza place. A joke on a pizza box got an employee of a Virginia Pizza Hut fired.
Oh, I'm excited to know what the joke is.
I just want some Pizza Hut right now, to be honest. Two teenage brothers ordered the pizza online and asked for a joke to be written on the box. You ever see that where you can customize, like, hey,
yeah,
special instructions? They're like, yeah, write a joke on the box, please.
Yeah.
Well, the joke read... If you have kids in the car, you might want to turn this down. The joke read, what do a pizza delivery driver and a gynecologist have in common?
What?
Any guesses before I give away the joke? I'll read it again.
They both deal with a lot of cheese. I don't know.
That is a very good one, but it is not cheesy. No. What do a pizza delivery driver and a gynecologist have in common? The joke they wrote said, they can both smell it, but cannot eat it.
Oh, gross.
Hey.
That is disgusting. I mean, they asked for a joke. They didn't specify a clean joke.
That's a dirty joke, but that's a good joke. Am I wrong?
I mean, it is, but it's nasty.
Did it tickle Joe's bone?
Oh, that totally tickled Joe's bone. Oh, man, they would have won some tickets or whatever we were giving away right now.
Good grief.
I think that's really good. Just inappropriate. The employees called the family to apologize after the teen's mother found the joke inappropriate. Of course, thanks, Mom, for being a killjoy. Let's see here. The mother found the joke inappropriate and was upset. Even though the employees apologized, she was still fired. So wait, did a girl write this?
It sounds like it.
Oh, my God.
That's shocking.
Give her a promotion. Listen up. If Domino's or Hungry Howie's or, I don't know, Jets...
Donato's.
Hotbox. If somebody doesn't hire this person immediately and promote them to management,
I don't know about that.
You're an idiot. This person should be running a franchise owner, running stores. The mother said she's being cyberbullied after the employee was fired. Good. I'm going to go cyberbully the mom, too. That's a funny joke.
That's crazy. You're crazy.
All right. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check them out. RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show, and you'll see that dummy of the day tab.
What? It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Matt Lauer's mistress, Addie Zanoon, came forward to talk about their affair yesterday.
It's a massive mistake. And I understand how I made it because I know who I am at my core. I know the values I have. But of course you carry shame because, again, he has a wife, right? And even now, I don't want to pour salt on these wounds. And that's a really scary thing. And so, right, you do carry that your whole life. And you're thinking, why could I not get out of it? And why did I do that?
I don't want to pour salt on the wounds, but let me come on a TV show and tell everybody about it.
Come on. Three of the women who have accused Dustin Hoffman of sexual misconduct sat down for a joint interview on NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. The women discussed their alleged experiences with the Oscar-winning actor, who they described as abusive and a bully. Corey Thomas, one of the women, recalled her encounter with Hoffman at 16 and said, "As hard as it is, I wanted to choose truth over shame. It came out. He came out of the bathroom with a towel around him and literally dropped the towel. I froze. I had never seen a man naked in my life at this point." Track Palin was arrested in Alaska over the weekend for assaulting his own father after his mom, Sarah Palin, called the cops. The police report reveals the 28-year-old Track broke into his family home through a window after being told by Todd he was not welcome, and then he began to hit his dad over the head. Todd tried to keep his son out by meeting him at the door and pointing a gun at him, but Track was able to disarm him and put his dad on the floor before beating him bloody. The former VP candidate called cops and said her son was freaking out and was on some type of medication. When cops came, Track took off and was arrested after a brief stand.
You think your family's going to be awkward around Christmas? Not like that.
Not like that. Kelly Clarkson's daughter only wants to listen to her music. It's really cute.
That's all she wants to listen to is me.
Really?
It looks like I've brainwashed my child to listen to just my music. Like, yeah. But I'll try and put other stuff on, and she's like, no.
Danica Patrick is me. Her and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. broke up after 5 years of dating, allegedly because he wouldn't propose to her.
Wait, you've dated for 5 years?
No. Okay. But just this whole situation is just funny to me. In July, Danica played a joke on social media claiming one of her rings was an engagement ring. When asked when he popped the question, Danica admitted that he didn't ask her to marry him and added, "I was ready yesterday." So
you can't do that. Have that internal conversation.
After 5 years, I think it's okay to give an ultimatum. Like, let's poop or get off the pot, please. Rob Lowe thanked firefighters for saving his home from the Thomas Fire in Santa Barbara by cooking them dinner. The Parks and Recreation actor posted a video on Instagram of himself with a large group of firefighters still in their yellow jackets, captioned, "Thank you to all the crews from all over the country who stood tall and saved my town. #respect, #gratitude. He then posted a photo of some of the firefighters in his home loading up plates of cheeseburgers, slaw, and salad, writing, "Dinner for new friends at our house." Tennis star Anna Kournikova and singer Enrique Iglesias are first-time parents. Anna gave birth to twins over the weekend, and nobody knew she was even pregnant. They managed to keep it a secret for 9 months. Sources say the couple had a boy and a girl Saturday in Miami, and their names are Nicholas and Lucy.
Nice.
And Lady Gaga is reportedly signing a $100 million deal for a 50-show residency in Las Vegas. Sin City, get ready for Mother Monster. I should be hired to do the event ratings, I feel like. There should be an official announcement this week. It's rumored that a residency will be at the soon-to-be-open Park Theater at Park MGM. Sources also say that Park Theater will also have Bruno Mars and Cher, so that's kind of cool.
Dang, we need to make a trip to Vegas.
Yeah, and there's a new sex doll that looks like Justin Bieber, and it's selling out fast.
Oh, I knew you'd bring this up.
The sex doll is around 5 feet, 2 inches tall, and available on website AliExpress, a site that sells both male and female sex dolls. The Justin Bieber look-alike sex doll costs $1,300, and buyers can even choose what size dingling the doll comes
with.
What, like,
does it say what options are available? It just says there's multiple sizes.
Who knows? Probably small, medium, or large. Right?
Just like with everybody, right?
I mean, doesn't it need to be small to keep it accurate? Just kidding.
I'm not into dudes, but Bieber's got a giant slong.
No, he does. We've seen the naked pictures. He does have some.
Are we gonna have to do another video for Live the Web Girl to try to raise money so she can get the sex doll?
I saw this sex doll and was legitimately scared. It doesn't
scary look like him.
AF.
Like how much it turned you on? You were scared?
No. It's like a scary, scary looking doll. Also, it looks like a girl. I was not into it.
It looks like you had to draw your own tattoos on there.
They didn't give it the tattoos. That sucks.
You get to customize
it. What a jip. That's the garbage.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
God, I wish I had a voice that deep. A 5-year-old boy in Mississippi called 911 to report that the Grinch was trying to steal Christmas.
No!
Get out of here, Mr. Grinch! The boy was watching videos online when he became concerned about the Grinch. He told his mom. He called police to help, but she didn't believe him. I mean, would you believe your kid if they said, hey, Mom, I called 911 because of the Grinch?
No.
You're like, all right, little Jimmy. Okay, thanks there, buddy. Well, after he told his mom that, she's like, okay, sure. Well, here's the thing, though. She didn't believe him until the officers actually arrived at the house.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I'd be like, you what?
You did what? Well, we actually have audio, too. Here's the audio of when the cops got there and kind of talked to the young boy.
So, Pat, the police are trying to steal
your Christmas.
What
are you going to do if he tries to steal your Christmas?
I want to
try to
come at my house and take him to jail.
Take him to jail?
Oh. We can take him to jail if he comes to try to steal your Christmas.
I watched it on my phone.
You watched it on your phone?
This boy really called the police.
Yes. When I was in the kitchen, he told me, he said, I called 911. I said, you better not.
Boy.
He was serious.
You called? Hold on. Let me hear your...
I haven't heard the phone call, but yeah, I mean... Grinch is not going to come steal your Christmas. I don't want that to happen. But I understand you're a big boy. You're going to make sure Grinch is not going to steal your Christmas, right? Good job.
So what did they tell you?
I like that he didn't get in trouble, but like as a parent, that's one of my biggest fears one day, like if I have kids.
That is so cute, though, to tell like from your, you know, for his whole life, when he's 50 years old, his mom's going to be like, boy, remember when you called the cops because you thought the Grinch was coming?
Did you ever, like when you were a kid, did you get in trouble for like doing anything like that, calling 911?
There was a phase that I went through where I like would call numbers, like random numbers,
yes,
and then I would prank call them like, by like they would answer and I'd hang up, and I was curious what would happen if I called 911. So I did call 911 and then I just hung up, and then they called the house back, and of course my parents, like, they were like, hey, somebody from this number called 911. Then my mom was like, was it you? And I was like, yes, I just wanted to see what would happen.
I never called 911. I think finally as an adult I did, but even as an adult I reported an accident, but I was afraid. I'm like, hi, my name's Joe. I'm like, it's okay. Yeah. You can call an accident and it's okay.
It's scary for some reason. For anytime I've had to call 911 too, I'm always so scared.
Meanwhile, there's other people. Yeah, man, they didn't give me my ketchup for my fries.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a refund.
Some people have no fear. You can also text 911 now, by the way, if you are in a real emergency and the Grinch isn't stealing your Christmas presents, but you have a real emergency, but you can't call, or you don't want the phone call to drop and then, you know, the phone to ring and you're in a situation like that, you can text 911 now. And very soon they will have it where you can send pictures and videos. So it's really important to know that. Tell your kids. I mean, don't tell them so they're like texting 911, but
in
case of emergency.
They're going to be Snapchatting like crazy filter faces to 911 operators
now. 911, check out my puppy filter, yo!
We are going to play a game. It's new. It's actually called, well, The New Game. Get it? Get it? The new game? Because we're giving away Ciroc the New Year tickets.
Oh, yeah.
All right. People are feeling the creativity. Is it Devin or Devon?
It's Devin.
Devin, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You get to play, but listen, everybody else, Chris, Summer, Shauna, hang on, because I hope Devin gets it. But if not, we're going to go to you, and you win automatically if she loses, okay? Cool.
Okay.
Good. All right, good. But you're going to win, though, right? You're going to win this whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, the new game is really simple. All the answers are going to have N-E-W, like the word new, or at least the letters N-E-W in the word or phrase. If you can get three out of these five right, you win, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. I got faith in you. Here we go. Let me give you some music right here. Now it sounds really official. All right, this is the word I'm looking for is information about current events provided through word of mouth. Printing, postal services, broadcasting like radio right now, electronic communication, and also, you know, people witnessing events. What is this, this word I'm looking for?
Is it news?
You're a smart one. Look at you. Boom. All right, what about this one? The word or phrase I'm looking for. A professional wrestling group in the WWE composed of Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods. What is the word or phrase we're looking for today for the new game?
Oh my goodness, I have no idea.
I feel like you're telling the truth in that one. Elliot King is screaming right
now. Yeah, I don't watch wrestling at all.
Who does not? He's saying, it's the new day! All right, let's try this one right here. The word or phrase we're looking for the new game. A species of tree. Boy Scouts use this wood during their annual racing event. What's the word we're looking for that's got new in it?
A species of trees?
Yep, like a type of tree, a species of tree.
Oh my goodness.
3, 2, 1. What's your answer?
I have no idea. This is terrible.
Alex, do you know what it is?
I have no idea either.
Producer MYK, do you know what it is?
No clue.
Boy Scouts use this during their annual racing event. Duh, the Pinewood Derby. Pinewood.
But that doesn't
have new in
it.
How does that have new in
there? Pinewood. Pinewood.
Oh, it doesn't have to have the word. It just has to have the letters?
That's what I said. It's either a letter or has the word in there.
That's what I was thinking of. Everything has the word new in it.
Technically, it does have the word new in it. N-E-W. All right, okay.
I see it. Yeah, it's in there. It's in the middle. But
we gotta get thinking this morning.
Yeah, you're making her think really hard. Huh?
All right, here we go. Here we go.
It does have N-E-W in it.
She got the first one, then it went downhill. All right, you got to get this next one right, or somebody else on hold, which could be Chris, Summer, or Shauna, are gonna win. And I have faith in you. Okay, here we go. This is one of my favorite treats. That doesn't really help you when it's telling you. It's one of my favorite treats. It's a pastry filled with fig paste.
Is it a fig Newton?
Dang, girl, you're making it exciting up in here.
I would have known that one.
Okay, good. Now listen, you get the next one right, you win.
Okay.
You get the next one wrong, you're a big loser.
Okay, thank you for that support. I appreciate it.
The shade.
All right, now here we go. The new game. You might call someone that is inexperienced to a new activity this.
A newbie.
You just won Ciroc the New Year passes. Yes! Yes! There we go. There we go. All right. Hang on the line. We're going to hook you up. You'll get passes to Ciroc the New Year hosted by the Joe and Alex Show. Going to be a really fun time at Regions Bank Tower. Hang on. We'll give you all the information. I got a few more here, Alex and MYK. I want to see if you can do any of these. Remember, it's got N-E-W, like the word new in it, or okay, maybe in multiple words. A popular shoe brand based in Boston, Massachusetts.
New Balance.
Dang! See? Okay. Now I feel like these aren't too hard. A type of jean that has been treated to produce a faded, worn appearance.
Newfound Glory.
What? I love that band, but what? Let me say it again. A type of jean that has been treated to produce a faded, worn appearance.
I'm pretty sure there is a jean brand somewhere called Newfound Glory.
Maybe
it's like JCPenney or Target.
Let me change it up then. A style of jean. How about that? A style of jean that has been treated to produce a faded, worn appearance.
Oh, some new pants.
I don't know.
Stonewashed. Like those stonewashed jeans?
See, that's too hard whenever you don't hear the word new in it. I wouldn't have known.
All right, and I think those are all of them. Yeah, those are all the new game. What do you think? Is that the dumbest game we've ever played? Possibly. Joe and Alex Show, you could tweet us, or if you liked it, we can do those mystery Scrabble words all the time. All right, Liv the Web Girl.
Yes.
I hear that you've got a friend that's kind of going through something pretty serious. What's going on here? What's the details, and how can we try to help them?
Okay, so a higher up at her job kind of came onto her, but it's a very complicated story. So they work for a liquor company. They work for an alcohol company.
Okay.
All right, where I'm from. And so a lot of their job is going to these events.
Taste testing.
Yeah, like taste testing, different events that their clients, because they work for a lot of restaurants.
Okay.
And like that's like who they distribute the alcohol to. So there was an event at one of their restaurants that they like support, I guess. And so a lot of times they'll have drinks at the event and they're all kind of like friends because it's kind of like a younger group of people that all work there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like fun people because they're all like kind of like sales, marketing, whatever. And so at the event, they had a couple of drinks and then a lot of times they'll go out afterwards because like it's in like a hot spot in town.
Yeah.
So they went to an event and she was with two of her guy coworkers and she has gone out with them a bunch of times before. They do a bunch of like work outings where they all go out and stuff. So it's not like this is unusual.
Sure.
They're like a wild company kind of.
Yeah.
So they went out and had more drinks afterwards, after the event. And they went to a couple of bars and it was a Thursday night. So it was all like pretty packed, whatever. So then...
Did they have to work the next Friday?
Yeah, but I mean, she didn't have to work until 11.
Okay.
Because like, she didn't have any meetings.
God, okay. We need to change our jobs, by the way.
Yeah, and so they ended up getting like drunk. Like, they had, like, drinks and stuff, and she was too drunk to drive. And she's like, oh, whatever, I'll just take an Uber to my brother's apartment. It's about 15 minutes away from here. He's like, well, that's dumb, and Uber's going to be expensive. Just sleep on my couch, because he lives right next door to the bar. And he is young, and he's very similar to all of our guy friends that we had when we were in college. So she automatically feels comfortable around him.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no, it's not a big deal. And he's like, come on, don't waste some money on an Uber. Plenty of, and he was like, Brooke, it's not like that. Everyone has slept at my apartment before.
Like a lot of other coworkers who have been drinking but and like didn't want to go home.
But have people really done that before?
Yeah, no, they actually have. And she knows the girls that have too. Like, he's very close with another girl at the office. They're just friends, just platonic. And she has spent the night over his house on his couch. Like, people are always couch surfing.
That's a good offer then. That's a good deal.
Exactly. So she was like, felt a little bit weird about it. Then he was like, seriously, it's not a big deal. Why are you making it weird? Like, just come on. Like, you're hammered. Like, you're not going to drive. Don't waste some money. So she's like, all right, fine. You know what? I will. So they go to his apartment.
I'm nervous.
And so she was going to sleep on his couch. And so she goes on the couch. And my friend Brooke is like, she doesn't know how to flirt with people. She's like a gorgeous girl, but she's just like, she just doesn't flirt. She doesn't come on to guys. Like, that's just not her thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's very picky. And so he comes up to her, and like, she was like, you could tell, like, he was like browned out, like, not like,
explain to people who didn't just graduate from college, what is browning out?
I went to the bathroom this morning and I browned out.
You don't like black out, but it's like, there's definitely chunks that you just, you might not remember like ever talking to certain people, but like, you all remember you were at a location.
I love whenever you tell stories, because there's all this like newly graduated from college lingo that we learned. So
I never even heard of browned out.
So this guy was in and out mentally.
So he was in and out, like, she was like, he seemed pretty drunk. And so she's laying on the couch, and he comes and kind of puts her in like a lock hold.
What?
But I think like a kind of trying to be like playful and flirty, like lock hold, and tries to kiss her.
Yikes, no.
And she pushed him away and was like, whoa, dude, like, you know, it's not like that. Like, come on, like, don't make it weird.
Yeah.
Like, kind of laughed it off.
Oh, so uncomfortable.
But she was like, oh my gosh, she said she felt so awkward. She was like, their lips did not get close. She like had a good defense to like push him away, but then he slept on the other end of the couch
with her instead of his bed.
Yes.
No.
And she was like,
awkward.
What the heck? And she said she was laying there like, shoot, should I call an Uber? Should I stay here? Like, this is so weird. This is so uncomfortable. But she was like, I don't want to make it more weird by leaving. Like,
yeah,
what is
they
he
work
gonna
together.
Think? Yes. And like, she said their feet were like touching all night, and she was so grossed out.
No.
So then the next morning she's like, hey, can I get, and she's like, I'm gonna get an Uber to my car. And he's like, no, don't worry about it. I'll take you. Like, I'll take you in like 15 minutes.
Dude doesn't have any freaking barriers.
No,
man.
2 hours later, he takes her to her car. When he drops her off, he goes, oh yeah, by the way, like, you probably shouldn't tell anyone you stayed over my apartment.
Holy
crap. And she's like,
what
the heck? Are you kidding me? Like, what is wrong with you?
This
and
is
she
weird.
She was like, she told me the story, and she didn't even tell me like the first time I talked to her that day. She told me like later, because she was like, I feel embarrassed. I feel kind of like shameful. And she was like, I kind of put myself in that situation. And she was like, he made it seem like it was so comfortable, so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it was totally safe. And then he does that. And she's like, also, like, he's higher up than me at this job. So
man.
I'm like, I don't want people to think I'm trying to, like,
make it to the top by getting with
her
bosses.
So it's kind of like, we need advice for Liv's friend, Brooke. Like, what should she do?
Right.
Wait, do you think that was sexual harassment?
Yes.
An uninvited, yes. And someone coming on to you that is totally uninvited. That is so, and also, like, he is, like, they do work together. Like, that's inappropriate. Like, she would never even come on to him, even if she thought he was cute, because she's like, I work with him. That's so, like, embarrassing. And yeah, it might be, like, not the most professional setting, but, like, still. I think it's ridiculous.
The kiss coming on to me is like, it's awkward. It's like, I could understand, like, oh, we're both drunk. Like, okay, sorry, what
the
happened there?
The fact that
there?
She
like,
rejected
there?
Him and pushed away the kiss, and then he still slept on the couch next to her. That is
That's where it gets
so
really,
weird.
Really weird, and she should have just got out of there. Like, dude, you're a creep. I'm leaving. Like, I don't know why your friend stayed there. I'm not blaming her, but she should have left.
That's the whole guilt, shame of when a guy sexually like harasses you.
No, but she should have left. Like, I worry
about
her.
Saying, but that's what I'm saying is that like you feel.
She was worried like, what's going to happen to me at work?
What's going to happen at work if I leave? And she was like, what if like, and she's like, I don't want to like send like a wrong message to him. Like you just, all of these feelings of like not knowing and like kind of shame and embarrassment and like they just like come over you. And that's the whole reason why like people like, go like when you feel like you're in a position where another person above you has more power, you like let certain things happen. That's the whole thing of like the whole power struggle and why this sexual assault and harassment happens in the workplace.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook. What do you think we should do here? What advice would you give to Liv's friend? 317-239-1009. Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook. Liv the Web Girl's got a friend and kind of sounds like she's been sexually harassed at work by a higher up boss. I mean, what does she do in the situation? 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Chelsea this morning. Chelsea, you're on the Joan Alex Show. Chelsea, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's going on? What did you want to say?
I've been in a situation that was extremely similar to what Brooke's been in, and it's a minefield trying to get through it. But what I ended up doing was talking to another female coworker, and that female coworker was like, oh, my God, that's happened to you, too, by this person. I'm not going to say names.
Yeah.
Wow. So somebody else went through it. So maybe Liv's friend, like she, because Liv was talking about how all these other people had stayed the night with him, like all these other girls, but nobody had said like anything bad happened, but maybe it did and they just didn't say anything.
Now, yeah, and we don't want you to obviously say the place you worked at, what happened, but I guess I'm kind of, what did this person do? Did they try to do something like to you? Was it like a kiss or what exactly happened?
It was, the job I had was we traveled. I work in the media field.
Okay.
Similar to radio, but doing concerts. And it was just him and I on this event, and it was an overnight event.
Mm-hmm.
And we both, it's like, all right, I put myself in that situation. But I trusted him.
Oh, totally.
And we both got completely hammered. And, well, he made a move, and I was like, dude, no, not cool. And all that. And while on the drive back to our headquarters, he tried it again while he was sober.
See, that's not cool. And I'm not even justifying it, but I'm saying I can at least give, I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I can see like, oh my God, I'm so drunk. I am so sorry. Like, I don't know what happened. But like same thing with Liv's friend where the guy was there putting his feet next to hers on the couch doing all that.
Yeah,
continuing
that's
on.
So weird.
That's harassment. And that's like, dude, what the hell is wrong with you?
Well, I think it's weird, too, that, like, he was like, oh, by the way, like, don't tell anyone that you stayed here. Because that makes her feel ashamed about it. And, like, she needs to keep something secretive.
Hey, Chelsea, thank you for calling in this morning. Yeah, we appreciate
no problem.
It.
All right. Get it figured out.
All right, cool. Thank you. You have a good day. 317-239-1009. Hey, London, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say here? And maybe advice you want to give to Liv's friend who feels like she might have been harassed at work.
Well, I can say I was listening to that story, and I just disagree with everybody's reaction to the whole situation.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't understand women who react that way to those things. I mean, to have a man, like, comment on my body or even, you know, quote-unquote, like, accidentally touch me or something, I mean, like, I just think that's so hot. Because I'm really into, like, when a guy is interested in me that way. I mean, I wish my boss would, you know, force me to do things, you know, maybe if it was like to do things in order to leave early or like get my kids from school. I mean, it would be like a reward system.
You like the attention then? Like that kind of like touching and kissing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love it. It's so sexy to me because it's, I mean, I think whenever I hear people complaining about that sort of attention, I'm just like, lighten up, you prude.
But
you know?
but when it's an uninvited, like their attention is uninvited, like an uninvited attempt.
Uninvited, I just figure like maybe that person is just unattractive and like never gets hit on, and then when they finally do get hit on, you know, not expecting it, they just freak out. I mean, like, I'm confident. Like,
My eyes are as wide as saucers right now.
So you're telling me if you had a boss that was married and gross and, like, 60 years old, and he came on to you and tried to touch you, you would be okay with that?
It's just like a cat and mouse game, you know? It's. I mean, I'm not condoning rape. Of course, like, that's wrong. But
well, that's
what
good.
This is isn't rape.
Whoa. But it still is harassment. It's still coming on to someone when she did not want it. And it was not invited. It was not reciprocated. And, like, that's her work professional.
I think she just needs to cut the whining. I mean, like I said, it's just like a cat and mouse game, you know? Like,
I don't know what you mean by that.
I should be grateful. Like, well, it's just like a power play game. And, you know, he's the one in the position of authority. And I think it's sexy to have somebody in authority, you know, give you that attention.
Are you kidding me? I'm surprised to hear that. I figure, like, more, like, guys, like, fantasy-wise, visualing, like, they would love to have, like, their boss come on to them just as a fantasy or something, you know? Like, hey, Joe, I'm going to need you to stay late for work tonight.
Twitter is blowing up.
But, like, that's something I'm surprised to hear a woman like you, London, say that, hey, that's something I like.
But in this day and age, too, with all of these sexual harassment and sexual assault cases coming out in Hollywood, in media, in news, you can still stand by that. Maybe it is your little, like, kinky desire, but that still should not be the case for everyone, nor should you say she's lucky.
Well, let's take some more calls this morning.
London, can you stay on the phone with us?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex. So who is this? Hello, who's this?
Yeah, sorry, this is Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay, you're on with London and the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Well, okay, so I've been in similar situations myself that I won't get into this morning, but my personal feeling is that her friend needs to take responsibility of her actions and go to her supervisor's boss and report it. Because otherwise, I mean, she owns a little bit, but she doesn't own unwanted advances by any means. But she needs to say, hey, I made a bad judgment call. I felt safe in this situation, and this is what happened. Because that's not okay.
What do you think, London? Do you think she should actually go to the boss? Is that what you would do, or no? You would take it as, like, a compliment.
Oh, well, no, I think she should, like, consider herself lucky that she's getting that sort of attention from the boss. Like, I try to attract attention from my coworkers and my boss in order to, like, get that sort of response. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for.
London, some of the tweets we're getting right now at Joe and Alex Show. Kelsey says, London has me triggered. Kobe says, this is what's wrong with America. Girls like this is why men think it's okay to do what they do. And Amber says, London is a freak.
I'm not a freak. I mean, everyone should just, like, grow a pair. Like, allow yourself to be handled by somebody in authority.
Chrissy says, I cannot. This woman is bonkers. Females like her make sexual harassment acceptable and commonplace. I have no words.
Very awkward conversation, but I'm glad we're having it this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. It all started with Liv, the web girl's friend, who might have been sexually harassed. Well, we say at work, but really it was at the guy's apartment. Her boss tried to kind of drunkenly put her in a headlock and give her a kiss, which is awkward, but maybe he could apologize the next day, like, sorry, I was really drunk, but then he slept by her feet to feet. Just really awkward. I don't know. Like, I feel gross, and I wasn't even there.
Yeah, totally. And then we got London calling in saying, this girl is a prude. She should be lucky that she was hit on like that by her superior at work. I would love for my boss to do something like that to me. It's my dream.
So, London, has your boss ever done anything, or is that still just a dream for you?
I mean, I like it when I get attention from men, but it's like a dream of mine. Like, I think it'd be super sexy if, like, my boss came up to me and, you know, maybe accidentally, you know, touched my thigh or grabbed a breast or something. I mean, that's like...
Liv, the web girl, is so pissed off at you right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even imagine if my boss did something like that to me, how awful and terrible and dirty and gross I would feel. I'm just shocked as a woman that you were saying that. Do you believe in the empowerment of other women?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think I'm a strong and sexy woman, and you know, I'm a feminist. I
but
what?
Why?
That,
no,
and,
no, I'm sorry.
You're a
friend.
Feminist?
I don't know if that might be true.
That's a strong woman that could be able to...
appreciate and respect that authority and still stay a strong and powerful woman herself.
Don't you want to get recognized and attention for other things other than your breasts and letting your boss come on to you? Like, you're a strong and beautiful woman. I'm sure you have a great mind and great thoughts. Wouldn't you rather have attention from that than just your body?
Well, I mean, this is 2017, you know, they're not mutually exclusive things. Like, I can be intelligent and have a guy grab my thigh. I mean, they don't need to be separate things.
Whoa. Chrissy Cat on Twitter says, London is obviously the opposite of confident. If she's so needy of attention, she invites that kind of harassment. One day she will look back and realize she was just telling herself it's okay so she can justify the attention-seeking behavior. Aaron says, to find that situation sexy, London must never get hit on and look like Beetlejuice and smell like boiled quarters.
Hey, what's wrong with Beetlejuice? No, I'm kidding.
Boiled quarters.
Hey, hang on the line. Good morning, Carrie. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on, Carrie?
Hi. I'm like sitting here kind of disgusted with your other caller.
London's on the phone. Yep.
Yes. So I'm not under, like, it really upsets me that this is acceptable to another female only for the mere fact that with everything going on, this is why, as females, we have to, we are questioned upon everything. Like, and also the fact that she said that she would do it for, like, I don't know, you know, like
a reward system.
Like, I had everything planned out that I wanted to say, and then I just heard her talking, and it's like I don't even know. Like,
you're stunned.
It's disgusting, and I feel like, because of that response where she's like, I feel like I could be rewarded for this, like, that she would be that girl that would flip the script and try to get something more out of it.
I am shocked that London just revealed that she considers herself a feminist. Shocked.
Yeah, no.
Hey,
let
Carrie.
Me tell you something, okay? Like, that's not a feminist. When you use your body to get rewarded, like, no, honey, no, not, like, that's not acceptable.
Hey, Carrie, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to Ashley on line number one. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I just feel that, you know, not that it's okay that he came on to her, but, you know, when you go out with somebody and you're having drinks and then you go to their place and he tries to kiss you, I mean, that's something that you should kind of expect, whether or not he said it wasn't that
right.
way or not.
But I think... I think the fact that, like, you should expect that, I think that is a flawed, like, mindset of women because of the way that they have been treated in the past. I think expecting a guy to come on to you just because they have been drinking is a cop-out, and it's not fair, and it shouldn't happen. But because it does happen so often, women are like, you should expect that. But, like, no, you shouldn't expect that.
But you should never go to somebody's house. After
no, but I get
drinking.
I get that, but you've never been over a friend's house after drinking.
I wouldn't go to a guy's house after drinking,
but
unless
a friend.
Even no, I wouldn't go over there even as a friend. It being of the opposite sex,
you just wouldn't put yourself in that situation. Even though it's wrong, you don't want to mess with that.
Even whether or not they say it's right or not, you shouldn't go over there after drinking.
See, in my mindset, that's like saying you shouldn't wear a short skirt.
And then I feel that he, you know, he didn't, you know, go past that. Yeah, sleeping on the couch is weird. I do agree that that was weird. But at that point, I feel like she should have left.
So right, but it's not her fault. It's not her
fault.
No,
I'm not saying it's her fault whatsoever. But I feel that women also need to say, no, I'm not doing it. I'm going to get an Uber and go home. You shouldn't go to a guy's house, whether or not they're your boss or not.
But so here's the thing, too, is that they are very similar in ages. He's just a little bit older. And also, she said from the beginning, no, it's okay. And he said, oh, come on, it's not going to be weird, Brooke. Like, everyone
yeah, but that's
has
how
done
people
it. And
come
she's
up
friends.
Missing, no.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, but not when it's your friend and your coworker. You don't think you're going to go missing when it's your friend and coworker. I think kind of what you are saying
but you
is
don't
the
think
same.
That, but it
I
happens
think,
all the time.
Right, but it's not. But that doesn't mean it's okay. Girls get raped all the time. That doesn't mean it's okay. What
no,
I am
no,
saying,
I'm not saying it's okay
right,
whatsoever.
But
I think
saying,
that girls should think about things, you know, when they are drinking.
Right. But I think but that's like not always super fair. They shouldn't have to like say that. And I think what you are saying is similar to saying girls shouldn't wear short skirts because that means that they're asking for it.
Ashley, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Erica, you're on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what did you want to say about this?
I think it's not okay for what London is saying because, I mean, I've been in a similar situation where I was at work and a boss came up to me and touched my lower back, and I straight out told him, you know what, I understand you're my boss, but you are not going to touch me in that way. And 2 weeks later, I ended up getting fired because I did something wrong. But you know what? I just went with it because I said, you know what? Now I don't have to deal with being touched in a way that I don't want to be touched.
Girl, you should have sued the pants off
that
place.
Yeah, seriously. Followed up
good
with
for
that
you,
place.
Girlfriend, but saying like no.
You know, and then London saying it's people should be lucky. I mean, if that's the case, why would, I mean, if the female is feeling uncomfortable enough to, you know, to not want to be touched, then they shouldn't be. No, it's not okay for a boss to touch you in a way that's not okay for you.
Well, let's ask her ourselves, London, what about when you, like what she's just saying, like you don't want to be touched, but the boss touches you anyway?
I think it's one of those things, like, you're just not ready for that sort of attention, and, like, you just, like, freaked out, and obviously it read through. I mean, obviously they picked up on you freaking out about it.
Wow. All right.
All right, well, Erica, thank you for calling in. London, I guess, yep. Thank you, too, for chiming in and sharing your unique opinion on this.
Yeah, yeah. And can I just say something about, like, the whole Hollywood stories and everything coming out right now?
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, it just seems like everybody's just freaking out. It's just all out of whack. Like, we need to get perspective on all of this stuff.
Oh, okay. My gosh. All right. I didn't even go there.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Do you want Liv's number so you guys can hang out later?
I don't think so, London. I'm not judging you, but, like, girlfriend, come on.
You can comment if you didn't get through on the phones and you really, really want to say your piece on London. Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, Twitter, at Joan Alex Show.
So let's do a little refresher here, Alex. Back in October, kind of a weird thing came in here. Roses, like 10 of them or something. They were red. There was one black. There was a cryptic note on it. We're like, secret admirer? What the hell is this? Like,
yeah.
Is it like a good thing? Turned out not to be. Ended up being one of our coworkers. Well, former coworkers. They no longer work here. You can put the pieces together as to why that is.
Yeah.
So fast forward to what happened now, because it's gotten even weirder.
So all of that happened. So just to give you a little bit of an update behind the scenes. So he doesn't work here anymore and then texts me. So like on the air, he insisted like, oh, it was all part of a prank. Like I was just trying to be funny or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I knew I felt extremely uncomfortable and I knew that he was lying. Mm-hmm. But like in that, when just kind of like what we just talked about the last half hour, it's like when you're in that situation with someone that you work with, it's so weird. And like, you know, you feel like nobody will believe you or you don't want to cause problems at work or whatever. And like, I definitely felt super uncomfortable by that entire situation. And then he texts me after he no longer works here and says like, hey, by the way, I just wanted to tell you the truth. I was lying when I said that I was just doing that as a prank. Like, I actually do have a crush on you, and I was planning on, like, revealing it over a month-long process of, like, sending you all these weird gifts and riddles and whatever, and I was just like, you're a freak. So I did not ever respond to that, and that's what my boss also advised me to do, is just not say anything. So I have not spoken to him at all since he hasn't worked here any longer, unfriended him on social media, whatever, because I just feel weird about it.
So as time has went on, it had to have gotten better, right? Out of sight, out of mind.
So as time went on, I mean, he wasn't in our lives anymore because he's not a coworker any longer. And so all of a sudden on Saturday, I was, okay, well, before I tell you this, I have to give you the backstory that, so my dad plays electric guitar like for fun. He's not in a band or anything, but he's just always like had a hobby of like playing electric guitar, and he's super into like music.
And you were like, Dad, Freebird!
No, like when I was a baby, the only way that my dad could get me to stop crying was playing Stevie Ray Vaughan, Mary Had a Little Lamb in the car and drive me around. And like I have grown up with my dad being super into hair metal and blues and rock and roll, and so like that's his thing. Well, this ex-coworker is super into music and, like, does it for fun or whatever, like, plays music locally and stuff. And so he just found out that my dad was into it. And so he was, like, blowing up my phone, asking me all these things about my dad and his guitars and all this one day. And this is, like, months before the Secret Admirer stuff. And I was just getting annoyed because I don't like when, because, you know, I was never like super close with him. So I was like, stop blowing me up. Here's my dad's number. You just ask him yourself.
Wait, but you gave him your pop's number?
So I gave him my dad's number, not thinking obviously any of this weird stuff was going to happen later. So that was my fault. But I gave him my dad's number, and then like they didn't like talk all the time or anything, just once in a while about music stuff. And yeah. He met my dad because my dad came when we went and saw It when that came out at the IMAX theater downtown. My dad came along because my dad loves scary movies, and this coworker was there. And so they met. And then that was it. Well, after the Secret Admirer stuff or whatever, he even texted my dad to say, like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean any, like, to cause any drama or whatever. My dad was just like, okay.
Weirdo.
So then, yeah, like, he's like my boyfriend or something, like, texting my dad. So then on Saturday, I go to a family Christmas party. And my dad and my mom sent me down there, like, so we need to tell you about some plans that we have. And I was like, okay. And they're like, so somebody that you kind of don't like is coming over tomorrow for breakfast. And I was like, okay. Like, this is the last person I thought they were going to say.
Yeah, like, what ran through your mind? I think of, like, your ex probably.
I had no idea. Yeah, I had no idea what they were talking about. And okay. So I looked at them and they were like, so-and-so is coming over to have breakfast. And I was like, excuse me? I was furious. I went from like 0 to 100 real quick. Like, I was so...
The flower stalker was going to come to your parents'
house.
To
my parents' house in Brownsburg and have breakfast. Now, here's a little bit of the backstory, which is I know what he will say, because I guarantee there is a 100% chance that this guy, this ex-coworker, is going to text me in 3, 2, 1 and be like, oh, I didn't mean anything by it. I'm so sorry if you took it that way.
But I did sleep in your bed. It was really comfortable.
Yeah. So... He basically, because my dad is in the music stuff or whatever, and he knows that, found out that this band, it's like a small scale band. It's not like it's like the Goo Goo Dolls or something.
Oh, the Goo Goo Dolls are huge.
Let me just like give you the full disclosure here, so don't get too excited. But basically, this little band that you've probably never heard of, that my dad is a super big fan of. This guy was like, I don't know, he had them in town to do a show or something like that. So this ex-coworker was like in charge of them coming here. And I guess because they're not a big band, instead of spending money on a hotel, this guy was trying to find some place, someone that had a nice house and some guest bedrooms that would be open to hosting these guys. Well, he knew that my dad was a huge fan, or is a huge fan. So he asked him if my parents would love to host this band. So, of course, my dad was super geeked up about it, super excited. He said yes. And so when I told my parents how upset I was about this, they were like, Alex, it's not that big of a deal, because you need to not worry about it. It's just about the band. Like, he knows that we were excited. You know, we like these people, whatever, whatever, whatever. And so basically my dad, this is a backstory of why I'm not super close with my parents. Because anytime I've ever spoken up about something I'm uncomfortable with my family, they always never take my side.
That is a little awkward.
And after all the BS that I went through on our Facebook of people not believing me that this guy, like, it was weird, all this behavior with the flowers, and I was being dramatic and an attention seeker, and all the horrible victim blaming crap that happened on our Facebook page, then this happens. So number one, I want to say, ha, I was right, that this is super weird and no one believed me, and I was pissed off in the moment, and I still am. Some of you didn't believe me and thought I was crazy.
I didn't believe
now
you.
This obviously worked 2 months down the road, and he's coming over to have breakfast without me, or, you know, anyone that he knows, with my own family. So I just want to say, like, am I right that this is a little bit disturbing? I know that he's like hiding behind the I was just being nice and bringing the band together and whatever, but like, that is weird to me, that like there's no social awareness that after all of that and him saying I'm secretly in love with you and whatever he said, that I obviously didn't respond, and then he still showed up to my parents' house.
I gotta know, will you tell us the band, like, who was the band that came to Indy? Because I feel like we missed out.
I don't want to say.
Was it Boston?
I don't want to bring them into
Did
this.
Did Boston come to Indy?
It wasn't Boston.
God, I would have loved to go.
It wasn't Journey.
That show.
It wasn't Boston. Yeah. It wasn't Rat.
And it wasn't the Goo Goo Dolls.
It wasn't the Goo Goo Dolls.
Ooh, the anticipation. 317-239-1009. But I'm a creep.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing in my parents' house, dude?
I don't belong there.
You don't belong there.
Oh, wow. It is the Joe and Alex show, and one of the creepiest things I've ever heard of. I just feel weird, and it didn't even happen to me. Alex, remember her flower stalker a couple of months ago? Ended up being a coworker, ended up no longer working here. You know what I mean? Like, for a reason. And they ended up, did they spend the night at your house on Saturday?
The ex-coworker didn't spend the night, but the rock band did.
Now, what's the rock band?
I can't tell you.
Is it Radiohead? It isn't Radiohead. It's not Radiohead?
I told
Radiohead?
You it's someone you probably never heard of, so it's not that big of a deal, but like, I don't want to bring them into
this. The people want to know.
You know, man, we work in radio. We've heard of different cool bands. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell us, man?
I like alternative music.
Speaking of hearing and seeing things, producer MYK texted me, because I'm not friends with my dad on Facebook because it's like we fight a lot and it's the one thing I know that bothers him, so I'm super stubborn and kind of a brat, so like I won't add him on Facebook just
you
to like
won't even let your dad
just to
be
stick it to him
you.
No. So anyway, so producer MYK though is friends with this ex-coworker still on Facebook.
Yeah, I haven't deleted him.
Okay, so what did you end up seeing?
I saw a picture that would give Alex the shivers, and I don't think you've seen it yet, right?
I have not, because I'm not friends with either of them on Facebook.
Maybe I'll pull it up in the middle of this conversation.
Yes.
I saw a tagged picture of the guy that gave you the flowers inside of Alex's living room with Alex's parents.
Stop.
Eating with like all the rock dudes.
Stop.
And I, you know, like it didn't bother me, but I feel like Alex would have gotten the shivers.
I would have. Yes, that gives me chills now.
Oh, my God.
You know what, though? It feels, honestly, like, as weird as this makes me feel, I'm just that type of person, and I'm just going to say it. And I'm one of those people that says things what everyone is thinking, but they don't want to say out loud, but I'll say it. I kind of love that this happened so that I could just say I was right, and I told you so.
But
to all the naysayers.
But do you want that, though?
Because, no, I don't. I
God,
wish that wasn't the case.
That sucks. Like, if my mom did that to me.
Yeah, but I love being right. So, like, it's kind of the silver lining for me. I love being right, and I love proving people wrong that I was right about this dude.
Mariah, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Okay, at first I want to say I'm sorry, Alex, because at first I thought you were blowing this totally out of proportion. Now that I heard, like, the whole parent side of it, it's totally creepy. You need to tell him to leave you alone, and if he doesn't, to get a restraining order, because, I don't know, I just see some lifetime stuff happening here, like bad lifetime stuff happening. If you don't, like, totally get him out of your life, like, that's really weird.
Do you have old clothing at your parents' place, or no?
Is your whole room intact? Is it still,
no,
like,
because
your
I didn't grow up in Brownsburg. I grew up in Southern Indiana, so it's a house I didn't grow up in, but it's still, like, it feels like my house,
like,
if I was stalking you, I'd be like, I gotta use the bathroom.
And, like,
just
go
sneak
and, like,
into your room and sniff
steal
your sheets or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, take your underwear or something.
No.
So right now, I'm looking at the picture, and I see Alex's Christmas tree. Oh, her mom and dad are right there. And then there's this picture of, like, a bush or something in a metal gold frame.
Stop. Oh, gosh.
Let me see it.
All the cringe that ever could exist is in that
photo.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got to put that photo online. Just, like, use marker to put, like, take a face out or something of the person.
I mean, I get that he was probably trying to do something nice. That is so weird sitting around my dining room table. I can't. I'm out.
I'm trying to...
Abort.
Who's the rock band? I'm trying to figure out who this is.
You're not going to know.
Is it Guar?
Wait, it's Alabama?
No, it's not.
Alabama came to your house?
Listen.
Holy crap.
Here's the thing. I know that this guy, like, he was just trying to do something nice, and I know that my dad really appreciated it, and my dad has been in the hospital for, like, the last 2 weeks because he had a heart attack. And so I know that this band, like, they all, like, laid hands on my dad and, like, prayed for him, and, like, they were super nice people. I'm glad that my dad got to experience that after everything he's gone through, because they are, like, one of his favorite bands ever.
Wait, are
so
they butt rock?
I can't be super upset about them going there. I'm a weirded out that he showed up anyway to have the breakfast with everybody. Like, I feel like he didn't need to be there. Like, he could have just let
Sounds
the band.
Like, he was the manager for the event.
Was it Papa Roach?
Wasn't Papa Roach.
P.O.D.?
Wasn't Weezer? Wasn't Blue October?
Scott Staff? Was Scott Staff there?
Scott Staff wasn't there.
Come here, Alex's dad.
So I feel kind of bad. And my mom and my dad have both texted me this morning, like, I hope you're not going to talk bad about so-and-so because he did a nice thing for your dad. Like, of course, not taking my side or seeing why I feel this way at all. But that's neither here nor there. But
Kathy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Alex, you set this up months prior to this guy stalking you. Is that correct? You set him up with your dad playing music and so forth and
Yes,
so on?
Which was my problem. That was my fault.
So it's all Alex's fault, right?
No, I'm not saying it's all Alex's fault, but, you know, a stalker is like, you know, like a toothache. Unless you put a stop to it, it's going to continue. So you didn't stop it. The guy automatically, you know, thinks, well, we can still be friends. Maybe this guy is just being nice. He hasn't contacted you, has he, since he set the band up at your dad's?
No, but before he set the band up is when he texted me his love for me and I didn't respond.
Yeah,
Well, you should have responded and said, look, I'm not interested. Thank you very much.
Isn't that the response? Not responding, obviously,
no,
I'm totally not interested?
Like I said, a stalker is like a toothache. You got to put a stop to it and be done with it.
Kathy,
that's it.
Would you say the only way to put a stop to it is for Alex to meet this person and...
I didn't say meet them. I would not go in a dark alley with them or anything like that, but I sure as heck would have texted back and say, look, I'm not interested. Thank you very much. I appreciated the flowers, but I am
But I
done.
Didn't.
I, we're not talking.
I and, didn't but... appreciate the flowers.
Hey, Kathy, we get your point. Hey, thank you for calling in. What is the resolution here? Are you going to say anything?
I don't know. My parents are like, don't worry. He's probably not going to. I'm sure he's listening to this and upset. So they're like, don't worry. I'm sure he's not going to come over ever again. He just did the band thing, blah, 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 blah. But I know we have to move on and do ticket tags. So if you still have something that you want me to read, I'll read all of our comments on Facebook. Radio Now 100.9. I posted up this scenario. You can comment under there and I will see it. Shout out to Christy who wrote, he's probably an everyday listener. Girl, tell him how you feel, LOL.
I kind of want to skip ticket tag just to talk to more people.
I know. It's juicy stuff. And at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, you can comment there as well.
Joe's Need to Know News. Sports Monday Night Football. The Falcons hold off the Bucks 24-21. The Celtics, oh my gosh, what a terrible ending to the Celtics-Pacers game last night. The Pacers inbound the ball. All they have to do is run off 9 seconds on the clock. They do some terrible, stupid pass to the guy at the other side of the court. They end up taking the ball. The Celtics do, scoring and winning 112-111 last night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Just terrible, terrible, terrible. College basketball, Fort Wayne beat IU 92-72 last night. And Butler takes on Morehead State tonight at 8:30. Did you guys see what happened in Washington yesterday with that Amtrak train crash? Did you guys see that?
That was so scary.
Oh, my God. That's just insane. I'm scared of public transportation anyways, riding in trains and planes and stuff. I know you're more likely to get into an accident in a car, but at least I feel like I'm in control because I'm driving my car.
Yeah.
But they're going 70 or 80 miles per hour.
Do we know how many people died?
I think the latest I saw that the 5 cars fell off. They hit the highway. 13 trains fell. They're saying that I think 5 or 6 people are confirmed dead. Multiple more than injured. Which is crazy. They're going 70 or 80 miles
per
hour.
That is lucky.
This is actually audio from the Amtrak train.
BNSF's train dispatcher 501, come in.
Amtrak 501 answering Centralia North, over.
Hey, guys, what happened?
We were coming around the corner to take the bridge over I-5 there, right north into Squally, and we went on the ground.
Okay, are you, is everybody okay?
I'm still figuring that out. We got cars everywhere and down onto the highway.
Okay, copy that. Engineer can comply with stop indication.
I haven't found my engineer. This is the conductor. We can comply with a stop signal, over.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Amtrak 5.
Wow. And it's amazing. I can't believe anybody survived.
Yeah.
You're going 70 or 80 miles per hour.
Angels.
It's purely amazing. And that was the first time. It was that first inaugural run from Seattle to Portland. So hopefully they'll figure out what exactly went wrong there. If you take Lyft or Uber and you want to help somebody out, I don't recommend doing this. A New York man ordered a Lyft for a drunk stranger, said he was issued a $150 cleaning bill when she threw up in the car. He was trying to help her out. Hey, let me give you a lift. I'll pay for it. Just get in here. And he put in the address where she needed to go. Well, that lady puked everywhere.
Ew.
And he got charged with it. Malcolm Whitfield said he was at a bar in Rochester last month when he became concerned that a drunk woman was planning to drive home.
That blows because he's just trying to do the right thing.
That's what he said. He said his good deed backfired when he got a text from the Lyft driver a short time later. The driver told him, she just threw up in my car. Whitfield said Lyft contacted him the next day to say there would be a $150 cleaning charge from the
Ooh.
Ride. Whitfield said he contacted the woman and she refused to reimburse him for the $185 he spent on her ride home.
Oh, she is the worst.
No kidding. You're selfish. You were going to drink and drive and possibly kill somebody. Lord knows it's never the driver that gets killed. It's somebody innocent.
She's a despicable human being.
However, a local TV station news outlet said it got in touch with the woman and she agreed to pay the fee. Of course, because they put all of her information out there. She said she was previously unaware of Lyft's cleaning fee policy. What? So you think you just puke in something and there's no consequence for it?
Yeah, come on, dude.
What a total dummy right there. I love these Christmas stories. A single mother in Maine said a man who she is calling Santa saved her Christmas after leaving a $500 tip.
Whoa.
The woman who was working as a waitress and going to school didn't know how she was going to pay for Christmas presents for her four kids after receiving a bill for $735 after her car was towed. She said three men came to the restaurant over the weekend and asked what her plans were for Christmas. When the men left, one of them had left a $500 tip on the $35 bill and told her to have a Merry Christmas. That's just
that
insane.
That is so awesome. I would love, like, if I could make enough money to where that's something easy that I can do for people, that is something I totally would do. Like, I love that, just blessing random people like that.
Definitely. I mean, have you ever, bought somebody's lunch anonymously or, like, paid for their meal
or
something?
Yeah, I've done, like, Starbucks coffee, that type
Doesn't
of thing.
Doesn't that feel so good?
Yeah.
And it's funny, like, if you're there just leaving, you're just having your normal conversation, but, like, you can see them looking around like, huh?
Who was it?
What? What was that? All right, Facebook, this is something I'm definitely going to start enacting today. I didn't even know it was there. Just added a snooze button in its most recent update that allows you to temporarily block someone's post from your feed for 30 days without them being notified. At the end of the snooze period, Facebook will remind you that you're starting to see these posts again. You can also reverse the action at any time by going into your settings. To activate snooze, just go to the drop-down menu in the top right of a post and then click the button. Just like that, you'll be free and not have to deal with their stuff anymore. I can think of a few people that I'd like to hit snooze on right now.
Oh, yes.
Because I don't have the balls to actually unfriend somebody.
Like, see, I do.
I feel really bad.
I'm always like, bye. Or I unfollow them, like that thing. So, like, you're still friends, but, like, you never see. I did that with, like, my ex-boyfriend and all his family.
So, wait, you're still friends?
Because I didn't want to be the like, mean girl that, like, unfriended everybody.
But are you still friends now, though?
Yeah, we're friends, and wow. I unfollowed, so it's like we're not friends.
But he still gets to see what you got going on, right?
Exactly.
She likes that.
A little voyeurism right there. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.